003. Second Shir in Lamed Beis, the Shurin, Monday night. Siman Lamed Beis, the second Shir in Siman Lamed Beis. Sif Beis. Sif Beis. Shel Rosh Yichtov Kol Echas Beklaf Levadov. So you have these four parshiyos. I want to give everybody homework. Your homework is to get hold of a Sefer HaChinuch. And Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Tov Chof Aleph and Tov Chof Beis. And read through it. Learn through it. Sefer HaChinuch, yeah? You're going to remember the homework? I'll ask you tomorrow if you did it. If I remember. Simon Tov Chof Aleph and Mitzvah Tov Chof Aleph and Tov Chof Beis. That's the two mitzvahs of Tefillin. And read through the Chinuch. Read through it. Okay. So you have the four parshiyos. So what's special about these four parshiyos?
Each one is a different bit in a different block.
No, what's why are these four parshiyos in the tefillin? These are the four tefillin. These are the four parshiyos that say the mitzvah of tefillin in them. Shalosh, right? Then you'll read in the chinuch what else it has in it. Why it's so important to carry these parshiyos around the whole day, but to wear them a whole day. What it's supposed to remind you of. But these four parshiyos are the parshiyos that say the mitzvah of tefillin. Shalosh yichtov kolachas beklaf levadim. For the shalosh, writing each one on its own parchment. And they're each going into a different bias. The Shel Rosh has four compartments. The Shel Yod, which has one compartment, Kaisim Kulam, the Klaf Echad, is all written out on one parchment, each one on its own column. That's the Shel Rosh is one parchment with the four parshios in its. What? Doesn't have to. It's maybe customary to, and that's why there's a discussion. Which should be first and which should be second, but it doesn't have to be. In fact, that we said, I don't know, but that's why, again, if you write the tefillin out of order, but you can still match them up with someone else's tefillin as long as they're the right order. I tried. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Brurus of Katan Vav. The Klaf Echad, the Chsiv. The main thing of Tefillin, what you learn now from the Pasuk, is that the Shel Yod is Bayis Echad, and the Shel Rosh is four Batim. The Klaf is only Lechatchila. The evidence is okay if you do the Rosh, if you do the Shel Yod, let's say, different Klafim, and you sew it up. That's good. And if you make it the Shel Rosh, one cloth, and each one is in a different compartment, like sliding it through the bottom, that would also be okay. What you learn out from the pasuk is the tefillin itself, the bias. The parshiyos just match up to how the bias is. That's what we're going to see now in the Mishnah Berurah. That's a singular lashon, os. Mashma osachat. So the tefillin Shel Yod, which is a singular lashon, the os. So that's one bias, one compartment. Koma bias echad. Then we say, ukeshem shehu al sechad mi bachutz, kach it's proper, yeshmiel slachatchila, al sechad mi bifnim. So it should be on one cloth. Shati al cloth echad. Abu b'shodo, sheyesh bo dalet batin, because the word totafos, even though we're not even sure what it means, but that we do know it's plural. Whatever it means, it's a plural word. Totafos. Many totafos. One totefes, many totefos. So, Abu Bisharo, Shiesh Bodalat Botim, Sorach Shiyu Parshas, Ksum Bodalat Klotim. So that would make sense. Choseh, the cloth part is Rak Lechatchila. The cloth part is only lechatchila. You can actually maneuver and have it many klofim by the shel yod if you sew them together. Shel rosh maybe could be one cloth and each one in a different compartment. V'dad the tefillin shel yod tzarech liels gam ken kosuv davka b'dalet amudim. It's on one cloth, but each parsha should be in its own column. Kol parsha b'amud acher. Okay, so now that's the. Yeah, definitely. L'chatchila, you have to. No, Mishmur says it doesn't possible with the other, but you must do. You're supposed to do it. L'chatchila. He's the Mishmur is just speaking out that the Shulchan Aruch's din is l'chatchila. With the other, it's not possible. The bottom though is possible. If you make the shel rosh into one compartment, or the shel yad into four compartments, that's possible. That has to be shel yad singular, that's how you remember, la'os, and totafos is plural. Okay. Siv gimbal is how to make ink. Now, we don't really, it's not going to mean much to you, but it's still good to know some basic halachas. Ink is made up of ingredients. The ingredients are supposed to come basically, the main ingredient, this is either Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, or it's what the word ink means. The main ingredient is supposed to come from an eitz, from a tree, from a growing organism called a tree, and it's taken from that tree. And how do you form it? There's different ways to form. They used to make ink, the main ingredient they used to make ink is by burning wood, and soot forms on a glass held above the smoke rising, like a soot forms, S-O-O-T, and they would scrape it off the glass, and that would be the black base. That blackness would be the base for ink. And there's a bunch of other ingredients. So, but ink means, also in halacha, ink is defined as black. It's almost by definition. That's what stam ink is. Ink is black. Not blue, not other colors, black. What? No, that's what we're going to learn. Yichtevei b'dio shachar. Blue is maybe a shayla, dark, dark blue. But the din is you have to write it with black ink. B'dio shachar. Ben sheyesh bo mei apotzim, I think in English it's called gallnuts. Ben sheyein bo mei apotzim. Now, the mei apotzim see if I kept some notes here, what the Mea Potsim does. Okay. Ben Sheesh Bo Mine Mea Potsim, Ben Shaloba Mea Potsim. That's called gall nuts. A gall, Chatchila, Yachmir, Lichtov, Bidioha, Asuya, Mea Shan, Eitzim, as I told you, the basic ingredient should be from the smoke of wood, or shmonim, shruyim b'mei apotzim, or different kinds of ingredients mixed in with mei apotzim. That's the gallnuts, the extract from gallnuts. I guess that's also black. Moshe is barbi aradeya, simin reishai and olive. Nowadays they make it out of gallnuts and some sort of chemical. Gallnuts, G-A-L-N-U-T-S. They make it out of, I wrote down there, I looked it up in a book. Nowadays they make the ink out of gallnuts. Wait, and some. Yeah, gum arabic, gallnuts, and anybody know chemistry here? FeSO4. Ferrosulfate, or CuSO4. What? So either FeSO4 or CuSO4. That's what they use with gallnuts and gum arabic. I think the gallnuts is the basic blackness. what's gum Arabic? It's also from a tree. It's a guma, it's from a tree. What? It's an extract from a tree. What?
It's to keep it together.
That thickens the ink. Okay, nowadays you can be sure they make these huge vats of it. Kotel afilo osach, if he wrote even one letter, b'shomine tzivonim, with other colors that are not black, obizav, where he sprinkled gold dust on it, to make it look nice, areilu psulim, it's not black. Imzorak afro zav, or maybe zav here means he melted down gold, and he wrote it in gold ink. Imzorak afro zav al osios, I guess people would want to do that, to make it kosher. On the Shem Hashem, they would put gold dust. Mavar azav, also if they do it on stam words, you got to get off the zav. The yishar zav atachto the kosher. So they would write it in ink and put gold dust, or just get off the gold dust. And the writing is kosher. It's not called you form the osios by taking off the ink, by taking off the dust. The writing is there. You just took off the dust. Avol zorak hazav alos mi askaras on Hashem Hashem. Askaras mi Hashem Hashem. Ain lo takana then you no eitz. Because with the gold dust it's possible because it's not black. And lefisha also lahaver hazav, and you can't take off the gold dust because that became embedded in the ink, and now it's kamochekas Hashem. At least with the Rabbanon, it's like Yimochekas Hashem. Bir Alocha speaks out. If you look, have Bir Alocha and you could look quickly, he says, I'm a Mochek Mamish. See, I have my. I gave up on the adults. They're not Tinokos anymore, let me tell you. I'm a Mochek Mamish Lohave. You see the Bir Alocha? It's the end. Kimochekas Hashem. He says, I'm a Mochek Mamish Lohave. It's not really Mochekas Hashem, because you still have the word written underneath. You're just taking off the top gold dust that he sprinkled on it. They'll do a chiddush here, because he even if he the Shavua claims, the Bir Alocha claims that even if he sprinkled the gold dust, not al das, it should have kedushas Hashem. You still are not allowed to erase it, to take it off, because it's like erasing it. Normally, if you have a Shem Hashem written, Shalom B'Kdushas Hashem, you could erase it. But here, Pshat is, it became part of the Shem Hashem that was written with Kdushas Hashem underneath. So it's not kavod to take off the gold dust. It's like you're erasing Hashem's name. Yeah, you're stuck. You have to put in Geniza. You have to put in Shemus. Yeah, you're stuck. You can't take off the gold dust, and it's possible the way it is. Yeah.
If you have kavana that it like not that you don't have kavana for anything, you have kavana that it won't be kadosh.
Shem Hashem.
Yeah, you think that when you're sprinkling the dust,
that it's possible.
It shouldn't be. That the gold won't be kadosh.
Yeah, that's what he says to Bir Alocha. That even so, it's mashmah. You're not allowed to take it off.
That it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. He says, the Shach says not like that, but he's arguing with the Shach. Okay, let's see some Mishnah Berurah and see if we could just get a little picture. This is one of the things we'll do on the field trips. We'll see how they make ink. Udiyo Shachar, Udiyo Shemareo Doma Lamar HaKochol, if it's deep blue, I am a Bir Halacha. Let's look at the Bir Halacha until we can't learn it anymore. You see the first one? It's interesting. You get a little feel for this. Yichtavein b'diyo shochar. Write it in black ink. Bayim baramba perikal u'mil chosfil and shekosav. Taha halacha l'moishim is Sinai. V'nemash yuksuvim b'diyo. Lo nema rak l'mayit shormine tzivonim. K'von ha'oda v'ayorek v'cheyosibem. Mashmad of Choldover, Shiyasim, Menu Mara Shochor, Kidio, Koshev, Rakshiya, Miskayim. Tremendous Kiddush. The Rambam holds that the Halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim of writing it in Dio is just a way to say, write it in black. But if you write it in any material, with anything, not ink even, and it's black and it's Miskayim, it's not something that'll immediately disappear. Maybe it means like coal, take a piece of coal. According to the Rambam, you can take a piece of coal if it's Miskayim. Nishkaya means it doesn't disappear when you blow on it. Like it has some solidity to it. But you can take anything, it doesn't have to be ink. Tremendous. That's the Rambam Shita. The Dio just means black. The Rambam holds no. Black. That's the point. That's what the Bir Halacha brings down. That's the Rambam Shita. Chayn Kaza Bilcha say, what?
You're saying making black chalk?
Black chalk. Could use if it's Niskaya. I imagine black chalk from Niskaya. Okay, this is the Rambam Shita. The Halacha brings it down. One of the 20 things that possible Sefer Torah, im nichtav below shachar ha'omed, if it's written not black. He doesn't say ink. He doesn't say the word ink. Okay, so that's an interesting Shita to know. He then says, if it's blue, I would imagine it means a dark blue. What does blue have to do with black? Except if you punch someone, it becomes black and blue. Nirla niyaz daiti, sheyesh lahachmir bezeh. Not to allow it. Okay? Da'afni ha-rambam mashma da'alokha le'nim rakshir ma'ar ha-shachar. Has to be black. And the ritsuas could be black, which is like a dark blue. I don't know dark blue. Not like his shirt. That's called light blue. Oh, so dark blue, I guess, means you ever see that's blue? Like that would be a good example. Like what color is that sweater? Yeah. That's the kind of dark blue we're talking about, where a lot of times like you can barely, you're not really sure if it's blue or black. What is that? Oh, so that's what the Bir, perfect color. I think that's what the Bir Halacha is talking about. Like a blue like that. That's very, very close to black. So you're saying, by Ritzuos, it's kosher. By Ritzuos, that blackness is kosher. But here, there's Halacha, but you're saying that you should be written B'Dio. So the Bir Halacha's reasoning is that even though Dio, according to the Rambam, is Lav Dafka, doesn't have to be an ink, but it does mean it has to be mamish black, not blue black. It has to be mamish black. What? Written in black, it seems like. Koshkein, if you need dio mamish, like the Rosh and the other Polskiv, hold you need ink. So certainly, bluish is not called ink. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue with the Mishnah Brura. So, the Bir Halacha Ben Sheyesh Bo Mei Apotzim goes through the ingredients of ink. The Gemara talks about kankantum, that's something you put into ink, that actually is a problem. Kankantum goes into ink and it makes that you cannot erase it. And that creates a problem because you're supposed to be able to erase it. Nowadays I think they do put some kankantum in. They say if they wouldn't put any in, it would immediately get erased. And they have to put, I don't know what kankantum is in English. So you have kankantum, and you have gum, is probably gum Arabic. Me'apotum is the gallnuts. Alright, I guess there's no point in going through the ingredients and what ingredients you have to have and what ingredients you don't have. The Bir Halacha goes through it, but it's not really, we're not going to relate to it. According to the Rambam, if it's miskaye, again, I don't know if it easily comes off when you rub your hand around it, I don't know if that's called miskaye. It has to have some degree of permanence. It's not clear how much degree it is. It has to be omeid. Omeid means it's like a black pen, according to the Rambam, would be good. That's for sure. Dio, well, you have to know, it says Dio. Most places can hold Dio. Dio means ink. Dio is not like the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say Dio. The Rambam says Shachar Omeid. Omeid means it's not going to come off. Yeah. Okay, Ben Sheish Bo Mei Apotzen, Ben Sheish Bo Mei Apotzen. Agol Chatchila Yach Melichtom Dio Asuri Moshon. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Mei Hashan Eitzim. So what does the Ramon mean by that? Pirish V'lo Yatul L'Tocho Kumba O Kankantum, what they call Kupa Vasser. Copper water, Mei Nechoshes, it says on the bottom. Ki lechatchila be'inan k'saf shiyucha li'imolek, While you dekumo kan kanto maksav omeid veinimchak, it doesn't get erased. You can't erase it. That's no good. It has to be able to be erased. Zero. What do you mean able to be erased? You can always scrape it off, no? You can always scrape it. What does erase mean? So what does erase mean? Was eraser a rubber? They didn't know from erasing. Their whole eraser, I think, was scraping. Maybe it means you can't scrape it off. The only way to scrape it off is if you take off a layer of cloth with it. But you couldn't just scrape off the ink. It's too embedded into the cloth. And you could scrape away a layer of cloth. Okay, that's what it means. Yeah. But that's what it means. So that's really the chatchila not good. You have to be able to erase it. I'm sure erasing means you can just scrape off the ink and the cloth remains whole. V'zehu akol mitzvah min amuchim b'levad. Aval adina gam haramam odeh the mutter lasos mimei apotzim v'kuma v'kankantun. And really the chenog and lasos kayom. Nowadays that's what the ink is made out of. They taruva shlosh to these three things. So that's probably the apotzim is the gall nuts. Aha, and kuma is probably the gum arabic, and the kankantum is probably that ferrous sulfur, or cupola, so maybe that they just do the chemical equivalent. The chenog and lasus kayom, they don't just, they cook it up, they cook the ingredients. So zeh odif tfei, that's how you, right way to do it. In his days, he didn't really see it anymore, the way the Gemara describes the method, by burning Eitzim and collecting the blackness, the soot that was formed on a glass clay on top of it. The Chaim Pozer was able to get Mekusher. Our minig is the way it developed throughout the Doiris. He says the Dioy that comes out of Ashan Eitzim and Shmonim is right away in the Skalkel, the Nimchat Benokel, it gets erased right away. We don't use it anymore. Udiyo also mean may apostle belavad beloy kuma, just gallnuts, apostle afilu b'diavad. Why? I don't know why. I guess that's not ink, I guess. That's not called ink. Ink is a combination of different ingredients, it seems. Yeah, that's what the Bir Alocha Divrei Maskil Ben Shalomi Me'apotzim talks about. That Dio has to be from two minim together. It could be Me'apotzim in Guma, it could be Me'apotzim in Kankaton, but it can't be just Me'apotzim. Because of our grub of the Ural Kaman, the tough rates are the Galav Ein Jom Vayim Bir Alocha. Buchto Lift of Tfilim Mezuzos B'Dio Chanasim Estam Yenom, an ingredient made out of like Yayin Nesach Hamish, but Stam Yenom. Wine of a guy, I guess it's not called you getting Hanah from it. But I am B'Sharei Tshuvas of Cotton Ballad. Dio Ein Tzorech Lasas Lishma. The Dio does not have to be made Lishma. You can go buy Dio. So I still don't know, it's not clear to me, what is Dio? A mixture of ingredients that produces a black liquid. That's Dio. It's just, yeah, it has to be Niskayan, and it should be that you could erase it. It should be something in the middle. And what they use nowadays is the gum arabic, that chemical, and the gall nuts. Osachas. Even one letter that's not black is possible. Even a half a letter. Do I didn't mix us os? We're going kutzo shol yud. Even the part of an os that's ma'akev that has to be written with black ink. B'shor minei tzivonim she'enam shachar k'gon odom v'yorok red green. Here's where maver azov take off the gold. Bavu gab the kozman she'enam maver posul. If you don't take off the gold, we're not talking about from Shem Hashem. We're talking about from a regular word. If you don't take it off, it's posul. So you might say, oh. The letters have to be formed. We're going to see a lot of dinim in this siman. The letters have to be formed through writing, through tziva. If you form a letter through erasing, it's possible. It's called chayk toiches. There's a blotch of ink here. It doesn't look anything like the letter. And you scrape away, and you form a ches by scraping away everything else. You know, you ever hear the joke? How do you make the sculpture of an elephant? Take a block of cement, You chop away all the pieces that don't look like an elephant. So here also, you take a blotch of ink and you scrape away everything that doesn't look like a ches. So you end up with a ches. That's possible. You have to write it. You can't form it through scraping away. And that makes, but sort of, it's called choyk toiches. There's a big problem whenever you have a problematic letter. The cipher has to know all of these dinim very clear. Sometimes it's called choyk toiches. Choyk toiches means you form it through carving away the inside. Sefer has to be very big bucky on these halachas. Many times in the very writing a letter without realizing it, right? And like too much ink comes out and he gets rid of the excess ink. And he's left with the letter. And like in writing fierce, you don't chap. You didn't really write that letter. You just took away the excess ink. It has to be a big Yirei Shemayim. That's why it's very important to have a sefer that's a Yirei Shemayim. He has to be very careful about such things, especially. Anyway, so the Mishnah Berurah is bothered by. So if with the gold dust, it's possible. You talk about not shem hashem, regular word. So when you take away the gold dust, it's like you're forming a letter, and you're not writing it. You're forming it by taking away the gold dust. So he says it's not true. The letter's there. It's just covered with gold dust. That's a puzzle. So you're taking away the puzzle. Now it's going to be kosher. You have the letter there. That's what he says here. Even though if you don't take away the gold dust, it's puzzle. The ksavo elyo bevatel ksavo tachto. Lo mikri aludei ha'avor ksivik shalai kesidron. It's not called, he calls it ksivik shalai kesidron. I call it, it's not even ksiva. If it's ksivik shalai kesidron, he said if you go back and take it off, it's shalai kesidron. So I'm saying if it's ksiva shalai kesidron, I mean, I would even ask it as a cash on the Mishnah Berurah. If it's ksiva shalai kesidron, then it, I have a bigger problem. It's not even ksiva. It's chayk teiches. But the same teretz is for both. You're not writing it now. This is not the writing. The letter's there already. So it was written kesidron. It was written in order. Now you're just taking off a problem. So that's what he says. Kiva chen kaisav kian mavir, nitrik savatachtan and meila. The good old savatachtan is still there. So that's kosher. Really should take a field trip. Okay, the Bir Halacha says gold dust, any gold dust, red dust, anything that's going to make it not black is going to be a problem. They used to put gold dust to make it, they thought it was like Zakeli Danveil. So like a person might want to do that. Okay. Stop here. We'll take a field trip. We got